We're reading in the study of the Ten Sefirot, first volume, third part, in Hebrews, page 125, sixth chapter, the word of the Ari, item 5.
Yes,
titles, Keter might be called an emanated being in relation to Ein Sof, and in relation to the emanated beings, he is the emanator. 5. It turns out that we can call it Ein Sof and emanator, as is the opinion of some Kabbalists, that Ein Sof is the Keter. But we can also call it emanated being, because Ein Sof is certainly greater than it. This is why the sages warned regarding it, do not ask about that which is beyond you. However, it is all we can speak of, for the Keter is the median between the emanator and the emanated being. The reason for it is that it is the last phase in Ein Sof. It emanated one phase that contains the root of the entire Ten Sefirot in concealment and great subtlety. In fact, the emanated being cannot be subtler than that. For Tohu, which is above it, there is nothing but the absolute zero.
It's written in like a vague way. There's a lot to speak about, but actually, to scrutinize it, we don't really have what to do. So let's see what he says. So below we have
item 9, which explains the emanated one degree. Item 9, called Bohu, for it is already called the Rosh of the degree.
Okay, that's the only thing he added, number 10.
10, about Tohu, relates to the beginning of the matters, meaning that the very last phase in the Ein Sof is called Tohu.
Okay, he's not adding much. We'll see it. He actually explains that in his articles. Well, let's keep going.
Item 6, title. Keter contains two phases. The last phase of Ein Sof, which emanated a second phase, which is the root of the emanated beings. 6, thus, this phase has two degrees. The first is the lowest and the most inferior among all phases of Ein Sof. It is as though we say, as an allegory, that it is the phase of Malchut in Malchut, although it is not so, since there is no image or a sphira there whatsoever. We only say so for the purpose of clarity. That lowest degree in Ein Sof contains all that is above it and receives from everyone, as it is known, that Malchut receives from everyone. This low degree emanated the second phase, which is the highest degree in the emanated beings. It contains the root of all the emanated beings and bestows upon all of them. Thus, the smallest in all of the emanator emanated the finest of all the emanated beings. And there is no other degree between them whatsoever. Because beyond that emanator, there is no emanated being closer and more similar to him than this one.
What do we have to scrutinize here?
There is
Zayin. So number 7.
Item 7, the words of the Ari, title. The phase of the emanator in Keter is called Atik, and the phase of the root of the emanated beings in Keter is called Arichanpin. 7. These two phases are actually one phase called Keter. With respect to phase 1 in her, some Kabbalists called it Ein Sof. And with respect to phase 2 in her, Some Kabbalists called it Keter, counted as one of the ten Sefirot. However, our opinion is like neither, but rather that it is a median phase between Ein Sof and the emanated beings, and has a phase of Ein Sof and a phase of the emanated beings. These two phases are called Atik and Arichanpin, and they are both called Keter.
What do Kiev want to know?
Yes, dear Rav, Atik and Arichanpin, what is that?
Atik is the top part of the Keter, and Arichanpin is the bottom half of the Keter. They're both connected together in one system called Keter, and that system connects the Creator to the created beings.
А бесконечность вот в этой картине это что? К чему относится? Отдельно?
And what is Ein Sof in this whole picture?
It's a quality and not a sphere.
Ein Sof זה לא מצב אפילו.
Ein Sof isn't even a state. It's a quality.
שכלפי נבראים, ככה נקראים.
But towards a created being, that's what that state is called. Let's say Ein Sof. That's what the created being attains. That for him, it's something unattainable. That's why he says Ein Sof, no limits. Because Sof, a limit, means the end of perception, of thought. And if there are no limits, so there's no perception, that's called Ein Sof. Infinite.
Keter and these parts of Atik and Arichanpin are something that there's a limit for the created being?
We'll learn about it. I don't want to say that we do attain or not. In somewhat yes and in somewhat no. And in what conditions, in what vessels.
PT 19.
He says that in this lower degree of Ein Sof, it has everything that is above it. It received everything, meaning Malchut receives everything. And this lowest degree is, it's as if Malchut is the most important than all the other Sefirot. Is this what he's trying to say?
Yes.
Why is Malchut more important than everything else?
Because in her is felt everything that's before her, and she is the one connecting the first nine through her to the will to receive of the created being, and that's why in Malchut there's the attainment.
So only one thing is not clear to me. Why does it say it has all the root of all the emanated beings? Where does that come from?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Malchut is the root to all the created beings because that's the will to receive in nature on the degree of the Patsuf of the world.
As the root of all the emanated beings? What is this concept?
An emanated being is called Malchut.
But of all the emanated beings, it says not one emanated being. So I don't understand.
Yeah, in the general Malchut, we have the root to all created beings.
Okay, thank you.
What do they?
Ari writes that some Kabbalists say this, some other Kabbalists say this. There's some dispute here.
Yeah, they wrote one way or the other, and I need to go through the middle. And
it's a Kabbalah lesson. So what did they say? Some say Ein Sof, some say Keter, what?
There's a part of attainment that isn't attainable. And it's clear that it's not attainable. So if it's clear, so it's clear. That's it. There's a part that we do attain, but it's not clear we attain. And there's a part we do attain, but it's not clear in what vessels to attain it. That we can't scrutinize anything there. And so on. Because we're speaking about godliness that is before us. And as much as yes or no, Kabbalists are people that change themselves, correct themselves in according to godliness, and then in according to that they can attain Him in all kinds of ways. And then they discuss what they have, what they write about. They write one to the other. There's no concealment here. The concealment is to those who can't attain. So they themselves perform the concealment on the godliness. But the Kabbalists want to help and open these things to everyone and between them, obviously. So there are such that attain them in one way and some in a different way. And you can't say that this is the truth or that is or that's less and that's more, that it's 2 degrees. So there are some like those and some like those. Till today in the wisdom of Kabbalah, in attaining godliness on very exalted degrees, you have doubts, you have all kinds of Kabbalists that they're like scientists. They have collisions between them, lack of agreements between them.
Will we attain things differently too?
Each one attains something a bit different than the others, but it won't disconnect us from one another. We'll see according to our attainments how we can connect these things together. And as much as we can, we'll just leave it until the Messiah comes.
How does the attainment of one connect with the attainment of another?
Through the first 9 sefirot. In attaining godliness, we also connect, and we feel that there's a difference in the connection.
And then we acquire each other's attainment?
Yes, we try to connect between us and to change and connect in our attainments one towards the other.
And that's our common attainment?
Eventually it will be, but that's only in the end. It's very interesting. It just shows as much as the wisdom of Kabbalah is a wisdom and not a religion, and that we need to advance in this. And specifically, in our generation, there are more possibilities than the previous generations, because the will to receive is greater and the vessels are greater, and people get into this.
So there are things that others will go through, I won't, but I'll achieve their attainment, or?
You'll be included in them. You don't even need to acquire them. We're all incorporated in one another in the last generation. And that's why it turns out that each one who attains, it's already in the general vessels of everyone.
And our attainment of Bnei Baruch in the future, it'll spread in the world and the world will get from us, from our attainment?
Yes, of course, along with all the Kabbalists that came before us and everything that was revealed in our generation, us, and in the next generations. It all comes and connects until there'll be a vessel that will reveal the Creator in all its greatness. PT 7.
How is it that Kabbalists are engaged in Keter and things like that? Because we're not dealing with God, right?
Wait. No, wait. We'll see. Right now we're not talking about it. You're right. Our attainments and our corrections are only in the Zat, the 7 lower sefirot. But we'll see. There's the matter of Garav Atzilu, there's the matter of doubts, there's all kinds of parts in the wisdom of Kabbalah that we didn't read about yet. There's the matter of the corrections of the great corruptions, the klipot, and then by that As much as you work with the worst vessels, you also discover the most exalted degrees. Well, Dudi, let's keep going a bit.
והייתה לכתר בעולם הבריאה.
כן.
אות א', דברי הארי כותרת. בית בחינות יורדות מעולם העליון לעולם
התחתון. These two phases.
א', העשר ספירות דור ישר.
The ten spheres of direct light that are clothed in reflected light that expand by the screen in coupling by striking. Two. The last phase of the upper world, which is Malchut of Malchut, that descends and becomes Atik in the lower world, and does not expand through the reflected light in the screen, but breaks through the screen and descends. Again, item one. Two phases descend from the upper world to the lower world. A, the ten sefirot of direct light that are, and reflected light that extend from the screen by coupling by striking. Two, light of malchut in the upper world, because the screen and descends and to become keter of the lower world.
אינה מתפשטת על ידי האור החוזר שבמסך.
And it does not expand by the reflected light in the screen, but breaks through the screen and descends.
דבר מעניין מאוד, שבניגוד לחוק שצריך להיות רק על ידי...
That's interesting. According to the law that has to be in coupling by striking, equivalence of form from the upper one to the lower one, here... We say no, the last discernment in the upper world jumps as if descends and breaks through and enters the lower degree, and there it expands. It's Malchut. Malchut on the upper degree, it performs. It descends and builds Atik in the lower world. The last phase of the Malchut of the upper one becomes the Keter of the lower one. Keep going.
מצאתי לרבי גדליה לוי ז"ל.
Number one, the words of the Ari. I have found Rabbi Gedalia wrote that the upper three of the six edges of Arich Arnpin of Bria, which are Chagat, remained bare without clothing. These three are regarded as a screen. It means this. We have explained that each of these three worlds has one screen. However, when the image of all the lights of Atzilut pass through the screen between Atzilut and Bria to create the corresponding ten sefirot of Bria, they did not breach that screen and pass through it, but only their light passed through that screen, and all the ten sefirot of Bria were engraved.
These upper three of Arich Anpin of Bria, which are Chagat, also pass the screen and do not breach the screen. They're only diminishing light, that some of which passes through the screen. However, that point of Malchut of Atzilut that descended to clothe these Gal of Arich Anpin is the light of Malchut of Atzilut itself. Hence, she breaks and breaches the screen itself and descends and clothes Gal of Arich Anpin of Bria.
Yes. Keep going above.
Item 2.
At first, the Bria was as big as Zeranpin, meaning that it wanted to rule in and of itself, and then it was told to diminish itself from the 10 spherot of Atzilut and come down to the Bria and rule there over those 9 spherot that departed from it and connected in its root in Zeranpin, and then she came down and became Atik in Bria.
Item number 2.
עניינאי כי אלון נודע איך היו שני המאורות באציל.
It is unclear how can there be these two created equal on the same degree.
ונתמעתה.
And when the moon accused and was diminished, it shows that that which was in the complete Pratsuf became a small Nekuda that was included of 9 Sfirot, and the other 9 disappeared. And it was at first only one point, and then later on came 9 other points to the Seranpin, and therefore it's called.
That's why Zeranpin took them once more, and she diminished as a small dot. She could not stand in him because her katnut, and she descended to the Rosh of Bria instead.
Allah.
Next.
Ken, Od Gimel.
Yeah? Number 3. Malchut remained as Atik in Bria even after the diminution of Malchut was corrected. Indeed, that was during the diminution of the moon during the creation of the world. However, after she had been corrected and returned to her place back to back, Adam HaRishon was created and had brought her back to face to face, as in the beginning. Afterwards, by the sin of the lower one, she was diminished once more and descended. For that is the entire meaning of our prayer, to correct her when we pray. Then she returns as in the beginning, for we have no strength for more. Thus, every holy thing leaves an impression in its place, even though it departed from it. And this phase of the point always remained in the Rosh of Bria. Let's read above, then we might go back below.
כותרת. בזמן שהסתלקו תת ספירות המלכות, היא מחמת.
For the words of the Ari. When the departure of the 9 Sfirot of Malchut is due to the sin of the lower ones, her 9 Sfirot did not ascend to Zeranpin but fall into the shells. Number 4. During her diminution, the other 9 points that depart from her do not return to Zeranpin, from which they came. Due to our sins, they descended to the shell called the Shekhinah in exile. And there is no need to elaborate on that. Number 5. Just as the point of Malchut of Atzilut descended and became Atik in the Keter of Bria, so it was in each and every world, where Malchut of the upper world clothed in Keter of its lower one. 5. Let us return to the issue that this point was first a tale for the lions at the end of Atzilut. This is because Eve was the tail of Adam, and then descended and diminished herself into her point, and became a head for the foxes, an actual Rosh to Bria. So it was in every world, for the point of Malchut of Yetzirah descended in the Rosh of Asiya, and also Bria in Rosh of Yetzirah. It was the same in Rosh of Atzilut as well. As it says, you have made them all in wisdom. It is so because the light of Ein Sof clothed the upper Chokhmah above Atzilut, and Chokhmah herself descended and broke the screen over Atzilut, and descended and clothed Atzilut. Also, it is through her that Atzilut received the light of Ein Sof. That is the meaning of, you have made them all in wisdom, mentioned in the world of Atzilut.
Florida.
Yes, Rav. When the upper Malhut descends into the lower one and becomes the Keter of the lower one, is the Keter of the lower one less refined than the Keter of the upper one?
It's
the Keter of the lower one. Of course, it's different. It's the opposite. We had, I think, Kiev. He doesn't want to ask. Okay. So, moving on to women.
The 10 of Mach 15 are asking, is attaining 1 degree bring joy to the Creator like attaining all of the degrees because there's no division in spirituality?
Gladdens. The lowest gladdens more than everything else.
From Vancouver, it's written in item 6 that the lower degree emanated the second, which is the highest degree of all the other emanated beings, and it has the root of all the emanated beings, and she bestows to everyone. Could you explain what that means?
The upper degree is the root to everything beneath it, and that's how it is with every degree. So what's the question?
That the root of all the emanated beings.
Emanated beings, doesn't matter. Created beings, emanated beings, whatever. Usually it's divided according to the worlds. The emanated beings are in the world of Atzilut, created beings are in the world of Briah, but it's the same. The upper degree, in relation to the lower degrees, has no name, but it's the Creator. They can't attain it, but in that it bestows upon them. And so that's how it puts everything into place. We, by nature, are against the attainment of the Creator. We don't want to attain the Creator. As it says, what we want is that I shall rule, that we want to rule the whole of reality, no matter what. And we don't want to exert forces in order to, we don't want to put forces into that. We have no interest in that by nature, but according to the point in the heart that pushes us forward toward the Creator, to that we can add our forces, to some extent each of us. And all in all of us together to want to ascend to the Creator.
Naria, Atik ze matzav shematikim tchunot abore ba'asiriya mi'chaverot ha'asiriya v'kacha anachnu magiot le'ishtavut ha'tzuraim abore?
Ken. Ala.
Mak 21. Ech nachon lirtzot ve'levakesh ha'saga?
What's the right way to ask for attainment?
Rob,
through friends, what we ask for together is accepted above for sure. For sure. And therefore it says that you can't destroy a remote city. that if there's a ten, and they're all wicked in that ten, but if they're connected and they ask together, the Creator hears them and does what they ask. Because if people are connected in order to turn to Him, then that's the law of creation. Ketel can't deal with the first nine, can't go against them. Where did the screens of the worlds of Bia come from? The worlds of Bia, these screens consist of the upper light through the raising of man.
Kabu 5. What does it mean that Chava was the tail to Adam?
That it's the Malchut, that Adam is the first nine and Chava is the Malchut, Eve.
Women, Hebrew 6. If Keter belongs to the root and the fourth field of direct light, when does it divide into two parts in the world of Atzilut?
Yeah, we'll learn about it.
There are questions from the previous article. PT2. I heard that you said that we have two roots, reception and bestowal. Why is the root of bestowal almost not expressed in our world? Why is it weakened during the cascading of the worlds?
In order for us to attain it ourselves. In order for us to attain it ourselves.
The ten from the south, from above downward and below upward, is that a process of the development of the soul? That's what we're talking about?
Yeah. From above down, it's the descent of the Pertzufim, Olamot, and Neshamot, and from below up, it's the ascent of the Neshamot of the souls already.
Moscow 4. It's written, and from here you can understand the many complexity of fibers and paths that need to connect in order to reveal the goal. If there's a will to receive and a will to bestow, so all those many complexities result of the relationships and actions between the will to receive and bestow?
Of course. Yeah. Very good. Obviously, that's how it is. That's all there is in reality, the Creator's desire to bestow, that created the desire to receive, and is connected to it, is in a kind of connection with it.
From Naria, can we say that from above downward, the Creator is making efforts to conceal Himself, and that the will to receive responds towards the Creator, and from below upward, the created being is making efforts to reveal the Creator, and He is responding to the effort of the created being?
Nice. Women wrote that. Way to go.
Moscow, the process from above downward exists. Are we just revealing it in our efforts?
Yeah. Only in our efforts can we discover that everything already exists, that there's nothing to do. We're just building our vessels for the revelation, but on the outside, it's the upper light.
A few general questions. From USA 3, in air tense, the friend are dealing with very difficult corporeal obstacles, and air 10 decided to start our daily meeting from prayer, Anna Bekoch, from the prayer book in order to strengthen our connection. Is that a good decision?
Yeah, possible. It's better if you put together something yourselves. From the Sidur, it's good, but someone wrote it.
And what
if I'll tell you this entire prayer by heart? What does that give you? However, if you ask from the heart, that first you feel it in the heart, and then you express it through your mouth, that's something else. Okay, so we'll conclude here.
We have info.
Info, okay. And also, they can tell us what happened. There was a meeting all night long.
So, so the English department can come.
Yeah, tell us what's going on. I got an invitation. I went in several times. I looked. I peeked. They were there till 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. So, please, info.
Yeah, so we're inviting the English department to join us. We want to give an announcement about the Unity Evening, the virtual Unity Evening that will take place on the 10th of July. Virtual Unity Evening connection from around the world from 6:30 p.m. Israel time till 8 p.m. Israel time. July 10th from 6:30 Israel time till 8 Israel time, and we want to ask the friends a question. We want to consult with you about the preparation. How would we want the preparation to look like? One, every tent prepares their own content. Two, the content team of the Congress will give a unified preparation prayer for everyone. So again, the options for the vote, one, every 10 prepares their own content of the preparation for the Unity Evening. Two, the content team of the Congress will give one preparation plan for everyone. You can vote now. Yeah, so the results are very clear. The content team will give us the preparation. And let's go to the friends from the English department.
Thank you, Roy. Yeah. Today was a very special meeting. More than 400 friends from around the world, new friends that recently joined us. Some of them discovered the wisdom of Kabbalah only in the past few days. They saw some course, they registered here or there, and there was a very special 8-hour event where instructors from KabU from all around the world came together and acquainted the new friends with the wisdom of Kabbalah, with our study materials, with Kabbalists. They are very unique materials. They workshop for the very first time in life, for their very first time in life. They've experienced the Kabbalistic meal. They heard some of our melodies. They simply fell in love with the path. And maybe Asaf and Marcos can further explain. And also very important, unique thing was that dozens of friends, many new friends who joined us in the past year or two, worked for many hours, weeks, in order to serve the event and to care of simply everything. So it was very exciting to see how our dissemination's working and how people are simply cleave to our very special method. Please.
I'll just add about the last sentence you said. There's nothing else in the world except for our method. It's so exciting. It's so clear. to see that people need connection. That's the only thing. They're in a confused world. They don't know where everything is going towards, where everything is developing. We have the explanation, the clarity, the confidence, and how to do it all. And when you give people that confidence, that calmness, the hopes for the future, the explanation that we just have to open our hearts and this world change and man change and feeling and perception of reality, everything opens up. There's no doubt that's our goal, to give the method that Rav is giving us every day, and we have to be his partners. We see it happening, actually happening, when we look at the new people experiencing for the first time what it means to feel one with other people, to feel the connection. That's the gift of what we got. It works. The surrounding light works around us in the whole world. We just have to keep going.
Thank you, Asaf, Zohar, Meron, all the friends, and our schedule for today. 10 a.m., the news with Dr. Leitman, 10:30, Raiders meeting, thank you very much, and all the best. And let's sing.
Thousands of years in the darkness we roam, chasing a whisper that's guiding us home. So many miles searching for a sign to break free from these cages of time. Is there some place beyond all the noise? A sweet silence behind every voice?